Okay. We saw yesterday the case of chakak. Person wants to be machshir the sukkah that's not 10 tefachim high, so he digs inside the ground of the sukkah, and now you have from the bottom of that new pit to the schach, you have asar tefachim. So it depends if the distance from the chakak to the wall, to the tfanos of the sukkah, are less than 3 tefachim, then it's kosher. But if it's more than 3 tefachim or more, then it will be pasul, because you can't say lavud, and therefore you have a problem in terms of the tefanos. Pachas mishlosh tefachim kseiras es tosos. Mikan kasha, ufi mashe pirish bekuntris, bereish perek shene de gitin. What do we have in our Gemara that you can use the, you can have this wall of 10 tefachim by using the part of the dofen that's below ground, that's parallel to the chakak, it's less than 3 tefachim from the wall, so the chakak is right, is carved out, the pit, so you have part of the 10 tefachim wall is what would be equal to the bottom of the chakak, which is below the ground that is the rest of the area, and then you have the remaining part, which is above ground. But if there's lavud, that works. But Tosafot says this presents a problem on what Rashi says in Gittin regarding the following. Gavi gidud chamisha u'mechitza chamisha ein mitzdarfin. So the Gemara there quotes a statement of Rav Chisda. This is quoted in Gittin. It's quoted in a couple of places also in Erevin, that Rav Chisda talked me about different things that can combine or can't combine, if there are different types of inyanim, and that's how it gets into Gittin, because it has to do with their kiyum haget, different ways you can have the get that's validated, the fainechta fainechtam, or regular kiyum. So from that, Chisda comments about other things, the more quotes, other members that have to do with whether you can mix and match, so to speak, different types of inyanim. So that's the Gemara there. Amar Chisda gidut chamisha mechitza chamisha emet starfin, ad sheyehe okul b'mechitza okul b'gidut. What does it mean? You have gidud and you have mechitza, and they can combine them to create a mechitza, a proper mechitza. Gidud by itself is fine, mechitza is fine, you can combine the two types. The Tosis quotes Pirush Rashi over there, that what's meant by that gidud is an embankment. Rashi says this a few times, in other words, he quotes Pesukim in Tanakh, that it's the idea of an elevation that's holding back water, let's say, but it means some kind of elevation. And then you have a mechitza. Rashi explains that would mean the following: Imhaya charitz amok chamisha. So gidud would translate into an example of a charitz. Now a charitz that would be a charitz is a pit that would go down the shear of 10. Right, that would be a valid example of a mechitza. Someone who's in the bottom of the pit is considered rishus hayachid as long as the width is dalet tefachim. So you have the charitz, which is a drop of 10 from the ground. That's a valid example. It's one of the classic examples of a shisa yachid. Suppose the charitz is not 10 tefachim deep. Suppose the charitz is only 5 tefachim deep. Umakifo mechitza chamisha. But then around the edge, above ground, where the charitz right, is meets up with the ground, with the top of the charitz, you have a mechitza of another 5 tefachim. So now if you go down the drop of 5 tefachim into the pit, so you have here above you, you have 5 tefachim of the gidud, which is what you have to make the pit, and then you have another 5 tefachim of mechitza, a total of 10. But l'maisa, this is how Rashi learns Pshat and Rav Chisda, you cannot combine the two types of mechitzas, and therefore it's not mitzdarif. Fektosis, how could that pshat be correct? I ha'ashkechan hachal in sukkah de mitzdarfin. Here you have an example of what Rashi would call, in Rav Chisda's words, gidud chamisha, meaning the part of the wall of the sukkah that now is going to allow us to say that you have 10 tefachim Dolphin. Why? Because since you went down another, let's say it's a tefachim down, and now it's lovud to the cross, so now you can consider that, as Rashi says, you can spread out the chakak as if it were there, but lamaisa it's below ground. And now you have the part of the machitza that's above ground. That's mamish, the example of Rav Chisda, of Gidud Chamisha, that someone who's in the pit. So there's the amount that brings them up to where the regular level is. And then you have what's above that. So Gidud Chamisha, Mechitza Chamisha, and according to Rashi, that's where Rav Chisda says, Ein Mitzdarf. And you have to have Kulo Begidud. If the pit was 10 fachin deep, that would be good. Or Mechitza Kulo Mechitza means above ground 10. This is one kasha. Now, the Maisa, if you look carefully in the Gemara and Gittin and wherever Rav Chisda is quoted, you'll see that there's a manda amid that's cholik on Rav Chisda. If you look, for example, in Gittin, after Rav Chisda's statement, the Gemara quotes, Darash Mireimar, Gidut Chamisha, Mechitza Chamisha Mitzdarfin, and then the Gemara actually concludes, Vehilchisa Mitzdarfin. So it's, in a way, difficult to understand what's Tosis kasha. In the Ara Gemara, is giving us Piskei Halachos. So the Piskei Halachos could be very much consistent with the Halacha of Gidut Chamisha and Mechitza Chamisha Mitzdarf, and that's what the Gemara says the Halacha is. So what's the big kasha? I saw that Pnei Yeshua is bothered by this. Pnei Yeshua thinks that maybe Tosus assumes that these Piskei Halachos are not, they're not really Piskei Halachos, they're Brises. I don't know. Rashi says in the Furish in the beginning of the Sugya that all these examples quoted in the Gemara are Piskei Shmuos, so Bnei Yeshiva, B'Midrash Rashi, Ravashi, Shesidu HaGemara.
Rashi doesn't ask the question. So
yeah, I understand. Rashi, but I mean, it doesn't say Bryce anywhere. So I don't know, it could be. You don't want to say, that's a Chiddush, that Tosus learns it's a Bryce. Nechetes, it's a Bryce. Maybe Tosus just wanted the Piskei Shmuos of Ravashi to stem with Chizda. He didn't want to say that the. No, you don't like it, no. Okay. Good. I don't know. It's a Ha'ara. L'maisa, the Gemara concludes, Hilchasa Mitzdarfin. Tosus, for some reason, felt that we have to make it work with Rav Chisda too. So this is kasha number one on Rashi. Tosus altogether has got four kashas on Rashi. Tosus continues here from our Gemara to three other places where Rashi's pshat and Rav Chisda would be difficult. Continues Tosus, v'chein perakamid shabbos. Gabi bayis de'ein tocho asara. So you have a problem of a bayis where it's ein tocho asara and it can't be there for Rishus Hayachid. If you carve down the karka of the bayis, a space of arbo arbo, which is what you need for the rochav and the orach of reshus hayachid, chashiv koi reshus hayachid. So then it's all reshus hayachid. What you dug down is, and then the Gemara says churei. The rest can be considered like a churei reshus hayachid idea, similar to tzaliyat mesuka, perhaps. So I mean, in our mind, equivalent idea. Obviously, it's a unique idea, but it's the idea that now you create a Rishus HaYachid by carving down, digging down. So what do you have a problem? Where's your walls of 10? So you have partly the wall that would be corresponding to where you dug down, because now you have your 10 combining with that and what's above ground. So again, according to Rashi, within Rav Chisda, that is, again, that would be a problem. Mil, hahi ikalitchos. That already Tosa suggests an answer that maybe the pshat is that the case is shechakak arba beomek asara. In other words, how far did you dig? Maybe you dug 10 deep, and therefore you have the whole thing of gidud. Right? L'maisa, the Gemara there, and I was going to mention this at the end of Tosa, so we'll see more about this Gemara. It's mashma, the girsa that we have, and clearly in Rashi as well, is not that way. The lashon that we have is that you were chokek, and here in chokek bo dal al dalid v'hishlim olu yud. Hishlim olu yud sounds clearly that it was not that you dug down 10 tefachim. It's now a 10 combining with what was above. And that seems to be Girsas Rashi as well. So this suggestion, l'chor, is not Rashi Dibra Maschah v'hishlim olu b'mokam chokek l'chalal yud ad akirui. Nasek ho'bay is kuo chubri v'shus ha'yachid, and so on. So I know this answer would not work with the girsa that we have, and within Rashi's girsa. So the second kasha and Rashi, that you see that you can in mitzdarif, what is below ground, which is what Rashi says is gidud, and what is above ground, chore does count. That second kasha. Yeah, Isaac?
Even if it was asara, what you were called that asara, then would it be able to be mitzarif with the rest of the bayit? Because it says kule.
Yeah, kule. That's what the Gemara talks about. The Gemara talks about chure rishus hayachid. Once you create a rishus hayachid in the space that you dug down, then that's a concept that's unique to Hilchus Shabbos and the Shuyos, that what's called chure rishus hayachid, have a din rishus hayachid. So once that down area that you dug down is rishus hayachid, then the area that was not dug out is also. As far as the distance to the walls, that's going to be the end of the Tosis. That we're going to come back to this Gemara for purposes of trying to reconcile it with our Gemara. Our Gemara talks about the shear of Pachus Megimel as Lavud to allow us to have walls, and there the Gemara doesn't say it's totally in three tefachim. Why not? So that's going to be a separate discussion that Shonim and Tosis, everyone is bothered by. But right now Tosis is focusing on that Gemara to ask Kasha and Rashi. Again, Rashi, Shita, and Rav Chisda. Pshat and Rav Chisda is Gidut Chamisha. Chitza Chamisha means what's below ground, what's above ground, cannot be mitzdarev to a shear of 10 for Mechitza v'shisa yachid. Here we have a kasha from our Gemara, from the Chakak case, and we have a kasha, second kasha from the Gemara in Shabbos. A third kasha, V'od Maksha Rabbeinu Tam, Meha, the Amar Pekbasa de Ervin, Ubishabit Perk Azorik, the Bor Vechuyasa Mitstarfin Lasara. The Gemara quotes there a Meimah of Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara's Medaikit from a Mishnah, that Bor Vechuyasa. What does Bor Vechuyasa mean? If you have a Bor and you dug out, you know, how do you create a Bor? You had, originally it was all level, and then you carved, you dug out the Ufer, and then you put the Ufer that you took out of the area to create the bor around the edges of the bor. And now if you measure the distance from the bottom of the pit all the way to the top of the mound that you created around the pit, that's the chuyasa. Chuyasa was the area that originally was filling the pit, and then you hollowed it out. So chuyasa, what was hollowed out of the bor, you put as a mound around the edges of the bor, and that also goes up to a certain height. So the Gemara is medayik in terms of Dinei Rishuyos of Shabbos, that the bor, the depth of the bor, added to the height of the mound that you created around the bor from the ufar that you dug out, that is mitzdarev to the shira asar tefachim. Nu, l'chora here as well, you're talking about the equivalent of gidud chamisha and mechitza chamisha. That's what's in the pit, that's gidud, and then that's below ground, and then you have the chulyasa. So how could that statement be valid according to Pshat of Rashi and Rav Chisda? Pashtus, Rav Chisda would agree with that halacha. Rav Yochanan said it, isn't that from a Mishnah? So how could that be according to Rashi? That's the third kasha. And one more kasha, Va'od, Amrinan, Viso Perikol Gagos, Gabi Shtei Chatzeros, Zu L'malo Mizu. So here we're talking about Rubi Chatzeros in terms of whether the Chatzeros are considered unified in terms of being able to have one Eruv Chatzeros, or they have to separate and each one has to create their own Eruv Chatzeros. So here you have a situation of two Chatzeros. One is above the other, Zulamal Mizu. Yesh Gidud Chamisha Umachitza Chamisha. In other words, the Gemara is after going on Rav Chisda. The Gemara is saying a Chidush. A Chisda is going to be molded to the following. If chara gidud chamisha mechitza chamisha, meaning there's a separation, a natural separation between the lower and the upper chatzer, and then you have by the upper chatzer a mechitza as well, on top of that. The moda of chara of chizda would hold that would not be mitzdarif okul begidud okul be mechitza, but the Gemara says no. The moda of chizda betachtona, that regarding the bottom chatzer, there Rav Chisda would agree that it would be separated from the top chatzer. It would be ma'arev la'atzma. Why? Ho v'ro p'nei asara. Since when you're in the bottom chatzer and you're looking up, so you are separated by asara between the elevation, natural elevation, that's the gidud, and then the mechitza. So there's a distance of asara from somebody who's down in the bottom chatzer till they would look up to the top chatzer, that's considered to be a hefsek of asara. The marevus shnayim, the emor marevus echad. And this statement is mamish within Rav Chisda. The Gemara there in Ervin quotes on the top of the Amud of Chizda's statement, Gidud Chamisha Mechitza Chamisha Emet Darfin, Achi Oko Begidud Oko Bemechitza. And then the Gemara says that Rav Chizda's Moda, in this case, that Tachtona is Marevis Le'atzma because it's Roa Pnei Asara. So, foolish that we're at, that we consider this to be valid combination. Again, that's also like the equivalent of something below and then something above, and you're combining them. So how does it work? According to Rashi, with Chizda's Moda, how could that be? Rashi's very pshat should not allow for such a thing. So let's see. Let's just get the whole picture. So therefore, Tosas four kashas on Rashi, right? From our Gemara, from the Gemara in Shabbos by Bayis, from the Gemara in Shabbos and Erevin about Bor v'chul Yasa, and then from the case of the Shtei Chatzeros at Moda of Chizda b'tachtona. So because of these kashas, Tosas says it's a different pshat in Rav Chizda, not the way Rashi learns, Elo Yeshuloma. What does Rav Chizda mean? Gidud Chamisha Mechitza Chamisha? Gidud Chamisha Mechitza Chamisha L'inyin Shtei Chatzeros L'Lamal Mizu'ayri. Rav Chizda was discussing L'mashal that very case that the Gemara mentions there in Erevin by Shtei Chatzeros, but he's talking about L'inyin El Yonah. Like it's clear from that sugya, the Gemara is discussing that Indian in connection to Rav Chizda and says Rav Chizda is molded by the Tachtona, but by the Elyona, that's what Rav Chizda is going to say, that the Elyona is not considered connected to the Tachtona in terms of making an Erev together. Ulinin Erev. That's one way to learn that Rav Chizda's statement relates to the case of Shtei Chatzeros. Gabi the Elyona, Inami, alternatively, the Indian, Tel Bishus Arabim. Gavoa Chamisha, you have a tail, which is a mound, in Rishus HaRabim. How high is it? Five tfachim high. The hikif al gabav mechitza chamisha. And then on top of the five tfachim mound, you create a structure of a mechitza on top of that for another five tfachim. That is what Rav Chizda was saying, the lochashe b'shus ha-yachil in Yashavs. Both of these shatim ben otam are basically the same approach. What we're trying to say is, say two nafkaminas for the same idea, that if you want to have two types of machitza, in what sense? One is a machitza of gidud meaning for Rabbeinu Tam, not the idea of, let's say, below ground. Gidud means a mound, right? A pile, a mound, an elevation, and then on top of that, a machitza. So how can you have that? You can have that with the tail, with the mound, and then machitza built on that. Or you can have that specifically by Gabi Erevin with the two chatzeros that you have vis-a-vis the Elyona. What do you have by the Elyona? You have, how is it separated from the Tachtona? Two different ways. Have it two different ways. One is the natural separation of five, and then the machitza. So in terms of the Tachtona, the Gemara says of Chizda's Moda, right, that's, because from the perspective of the Tachtona, it's like one separation of ten. Roa, right, there's ten separating the Tachtona from the Elyona, from the bottom's perspective. From the top's perspective, it's two different ways of separating. It's separating through the Mechitza and separating through the natural elevation. Or again, on the other example, Mechitza is simply a tail, a mound, that has on it a Mechitza. Okay, so let's try to dissect this a little bit. What exactly is the yesod of Rav Chizda? We'll start with Rabbeinu Tam, then we have to stand Rashi. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Rav Chizda is talking about, clearly the sense of the Gemar Gittin, that's the point of Rav Chizda, is you cannot combine two different types of machitzas. So let's go with Tosis now. A tail, an elevation above ground, a mound that's 10 tefachim high, that's an example, classic example of a Rishus HaYachid. It's only meets the dimensions of Dalet al Dalet in the width and the length, and then you have the height of 10. That is one type of Rishus HaYachid. That's the Gemara in Shabbos, Davav. That's the Gemara in the Rambam, Perkei Dalet Hilchos Shabbos. These are examples of Rishus HaYachid. There's another example of Rishus HaYachid. If I have a machitza, that's 10 tefachim high. Lashon HaRambam in Perek Yudalit, Ezo hi Rishus HaYachid, Teo shegavo asar tefachim, perachav abat tefachim, alabat tefachim, o yeser okein, That's one example. Tail, that's ten high. V'chein charitz, shu amak asara v'rach alaba o yesar ken. Charitz, it's a drap, a ditch. And then v'chein makam shu mukav arba machitzos, a place that's surrounded by four machitzos, and go ramah with four machitzos, other rishonim say three machitzos, go v'nasara b'neim arba alaba. What is Rabbeinu Tam telling us? You have a tail that's not 10 tefachim, it's 5 tefachim. And then you have a 5 tefachim high machitza. That cannot combine. Why not? Why can't the area on the tail be viewed as Meshus HaYachid, inasmuch as it is separated from below the tail by 5, and also separated by the machitza asara, of Chamish again? Why can't you connect them? So, chara, the pshat is that we're talking about two different types of machitza. What could that mean? So let's go from the nakala, akave, try to explain it based on an inyan that we're going to see in Mitzvah further down the Amud, a little bit will come up in the Gemara and the Rishonim. But let's already present it now, makes it easier for as we go along. Also, simple question. When we talk about the idea of a tail in Rishus HaRabim, that is Gavoa Yud. So that tail, and it's Dalet al Dalet, right? So that area above the mound has a din of Rishus HaYachid, right? It's separated from the area around it. What's the pshat? Why is that a Rishus HaYachid? What makes it Rishus HaYachid? So there's really two ways that one could explain this. Lumasha. You could say that when you have a mound, so the outer perimeter of this elevation, this mound, right, you can imagine the last edge around it, and its circumference or whatever it looks like, square or around, whatever it is, an amud. Okay, imagine a pole in Rishus HaRabim. Gavoa Yud, V'rachav Dalet al Dalet. So you can imagine that the strip on the outer perimeter of this pillar or this mound would be lifting up and going up. What do you call that principle? Good achis machitz. That's a principle that we use in machitzas all the time, the idea of good achis. What's unique about this good achis is that, you know, you have to imagine, you know, you don't really see a machitza there, except that you sort of separate the last edge around the perimeter as if it were separated from what's inside, and it extends up. That is how many Rishonim assume is what's going on when you have an Amud Bishus HaRabim, a tail Bishus HaRabim, and it's in the bottom of the flat area of the tail of the Amud is Bishus HaYachid because of good Achid, because it has Machitzus. So it's really Midin Machitz. Rashi in a couple of places, in Erevin and in Shabbos, but here in Sukkot too you have it. Rashi in Chaf Hei. Rashi Dav Chaf Hei, just to look for a second, the very end of the Rashi, Dibra HaMaschil, Vishibolos. The very end of that Rashi. Not again, the Gemara right now, just the two lines of Rashi at the end of that Rashi. Vishibolos. Rashi says, the tail mukaf mechitzosu, the kol shagavoa asara, amrinan good asik mechitzos shelo vahakeh behenes rosha. So Rashi says that what you have in tail in Rishus HaRabim, you have here, if it's Gavoa Asara, what we have here is good Asik. So you imagine that the top of this, the flat surface of the top of this tail is Mukaf Machitzos. Where? What? What Machitzos? The answer is because it's you imagine that the outer perimeter of this structure, the edge of that is coming up and extending up. That's good Asik. That's one way to explain why a tail Bishus HaRabim, an Amud Bishus HaRabim, is considered Mishus HaYachid based on good Asik. Alternatively, this is what's Mashba, we'll get in the Rambam and the Meiri, and we'll see the Rishonim in the next Sugya, how it's going to negate Pshat in the Gemara, actually, this question. The Pshat is different. The reason why an Amud, a tail, Mishus HaRabim, Gavo Asara, the Rach of Dalet al Dalet, is Mishus HaYachid, is because the natural separation that exists between this, the top of this amud, and what's around it, that, by definition, sets it aside and makes it its own rishus. You don't need a command to good asik. Not you have to create machitzos and imaginary machitzas here. You don't need machitzas. Just the separation itself, the fact that it's separated from what's around it by the height of 10, that qualifies it, and again, it has the natural width and length as well in the surface area. That qualifies it as you don't need good asik. Maybe good asik wouldn't help you. Well, it's a strange type of good asik. I'm taking the peripheral area and the perimeter. I mean, I don't see it as separating. It's all one entity. So it could be I don't have good asik and I don't need good asik. Again, this important question that the Machlokes Rishonim is going to get the Hemshech HaGemara by us. But let's come back to Rabbeinu Tam. What is Rabbeinu Tam telling us according to his Pshat in Rav Chisda? Gidud Chamisha, Machitza Chamisha. So one of the examples he gives is you have half of this Machitza is the Gidud, is the mound, is the Amud, the elevation, 5 Tfachim high. And then the rest is a machitza. So why can't it be mitzdarek? So the answer is, if we assume that the reason why we view a amud that's 10 tefachim high in the Shutz HaRabin as the Shutz HaYachid is simply because of the elevation that it is separated naturally by 10 tefachim, that's why it's considered its own Shutz. And by machitza, it's a different idea. It's a different way of separating something, a reshus, from what's around it, by a machitza. So, l'chora, if you understand that it's not based on good asik, it's based on the natural separation, so then this is why Rav Chisda would say you cannot combine two different ways of marking off a reshus and saying, now I have a marked off reshus and I have reshus ayachid. No, okul begidud, okul b'machitza. Either you mark off the reshus by having a structure of a wall, a partition, or you mark off the reshus by the fact that it is naturally elevated by a certain distance. And over here, you're trying to combine the two types of machitzas, it doesn't work. So all of this makes perfect sense with Rabbi Eltan. If I understand that the ged, the I don't say word gedder, because gedder is already connected to machitza, but if the idea behind why a tail as dinner b'shus hayachet gavoa yud is based not on good asik, but based on the natural separation that exists. So that cannot combine. If you have 5 of that type of a machitza and 5 of the physical machitza, what if we understood, like Rashi Chafei and Rashi in Dapav and Beis and Shabbos and Erevin, various places and those Rishonim who learn that the reason why a tail gavoa yud is considered reshus hayachid is because of good asik. So also it comes down to the idea of machitzas. So then, do we have to pin Rabbeinu Tam down Tosis Pshat with the other understanding, or can we also hear that there's still a difference between the idea of machitzas that you're creating with good asik and the idea of machitza that you're actually constructing above the tail? So l'chora, there is a difference. What's the difference? When I construct the machitza above the tail, that machitza is clearly a machitza that is totally associated with being above the surface area. It's not starting below, it is above. Opposite it, it's empty space. That's the machitza of Chamisha above the tail. What is the other halacha that tail itself can be created? Tail vis-a-vis the what's below it. It's 5, a distance of 5 tefachim. So what am I doing here? I'm viewing as if the edge of the tail has a height of 5 because of the, where am I going? I'm starting below, and it's going up, right? It's like it's. What does it mean? It means that I'm taking a machitza from below and I'm seeing it above. Right. The edge of the tail is a block, or the amud. It's a block. Those outer edges that are extending up. So what do I have above? I have the machitza below that is extending up. That's a different difference than the machitza that is starting above. the starting below and I'm bringing it up, then it's like the machitza below is there. You know, it's serving and functioning above. But it inherently, what is it? It's a machitza from below, a machitza that has a block around it, that's not hollow, that's not open, but I can bring up that machitza to what's above. That's not the same as a machitza that you construct to begin with above. So it's also two different types of machitzas. I don't have to assume that the yisod of gidud has to be based on just a natural separation in order to say that it cannot combine with machitza. Even if I see it based on good asik, but it's still a different type of machitza, because by good asik, it's I'm taking what's below and I'm bringing it up, and that's why it's a machitza. And here, it's the natural machitza that's above. So basically, what do I have in Rabbeinu Tam? The basic premise of Rabbeinu Tam is that I cannot combine two different types of machitzas. With the regard to that, 2 seconds, with regard to the Elyona by Erevin, again, so the Elyona is separated from the Tachtona in two different ways, through the natural five that's separating them and through the machitza. Within Rashi, the Yisod of Rav Chisda is the same thing, it's just the application that divides Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. What did Rashi say? If I say Rabbeinu Tam, if Tosis doesn't say Rabbeinu Tam, no, I say Rabbeinu Tam, it's Eliyah Shlomo, okay, Tosis. According to Rashi, what's the problem? I cannot combine a machitza in the form of an omek, a depth, with a machitza that is height, above ground. Why? It's two separate machitzas. For Rabbeinu Tam, the case of Rashi, you could combine. Why? Apparently, what is Rabbeinu Tam going to say? That if you have a machitza that's below ground, partly, and partly above ground, that for Rabbeinu Tam, for Tosfos, is not two different types of machitzas. It's one type of machitza. Where would I have two types of machitzas? If I have a tail and I have a machitza. But if I have gidud, as in below ground, omek, depth, and I have above ground, that for Tosis is considered to be one machitza. One type of machitza. Okay, question?
That's what we're getting to.
That's the Ramban I'm going to show you in a second. Why, for Tosfos, does Rashi's case not fall into the problem of you can't mix two types of machitza? So one is a machitza of depth, one is a machitza of height. That's exactly where we're going. In other words, but I want to just paint the picture here before we go into the nitty-gritty. The picture is, as Rav Chisda is saying, that's what the Gemara is quoting there, different examples of okulo. You cannot have two different ways of getting to the same result if they're working in different manners. It has to work one way or the other way. So either you create a machitza through what's called gidud, or you create a machitza through what's called machitza. Now, Shaila is, what does gidud mean versus machitza? For Rashi, gidud means omek, depth, the embankment in the sense that there's a depth, and then there's above ground, and you can't create your ten tefachim machitza through what's below ground or what's above ground. Tractosis, four kashas on Rashi, or Bechul Yassa, our Gemara, the other two examples, the Gemara says that the Tachtona could have its own Erev, the case of Bayis, where you dug below the ground, and then again, Hishrim al-Asara, Hishrim al-Asara, those are the four kashas on Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam says that Rav Chisda's example of two different types of machitza doesn't mean a below ground and above ground. For Rabbeinu Tam, that counts as one type of machitza. We'll have to see why. What's Rav Chisda's point? If I have a five tfachim of one type of machitza, namely a tail, a separation because it's higher, and that's one way to get to Rishus HaYachid, and then a din of machitza. Why is that two types of machitzas? So if the halacha of tail is simply the separation itself, not the halacha machitza of a good asik, then I understand very much why it's not considered the same type of machitza. Even if I see the halacha of tail as working through good asik, but still it's not the same type of machitza in that it's really starting from below and coming up, And so what I have above is really what started below. I just that I see it here, but it started from below. That's different than what is built, and it's clearly a machitza associated with what's above. When the Gemara says Moder of Chizda betachtona, Hope Rov Pnei Asara, Rabbi Yonatan sees that as vindication for what he's saying. That's exactly the point. That we'll see. We'll get to the, why that's going to be so. We have to explain it. But that essentially is Rabbi Yonatan's point to show that combining what's below ground and what's above ground is not a problem. That's considered one type of machitza. It's only when I talk about the Elyona. So now I'm talking about two different types of separation. I want to explain it better, but that's l'chor what the Gemara is saying in Erev Nekot Rabbeinu, exactly against Rashi. This is, I think, the beginning of the outline of what we have to say. Now we have to take it to the next level. Why should it be so? Why should Rashi view this as two types of mechitzas? A below ground, above ground, a charitz, fat prachim. And a mechitza fat prachim for Rashi doesn't count. Rabbeinu Tam says it's fine. A charitz fat prachim and a mechitza fat prachim above ground is fine. It's only what Rabbeinu Tam... So what Tosus says is a problem, because that's called two types of machitzas. Yeah.
If we're saying that the reason it's hell, Rishus HaRabim, that's Kabbalah Sara, would itself be Rishus HaYachid, is because of the first reason that on top of it, it's the Hevdel, because between that and what's around it.
The Hevdel itself, right, not because of any machitzas.
Why is that unique to being one min? Why can't you have, like, two different types of mechitzos, that it's Gavola Sara, and if you're working Mitam Hevdel, then what's...
Again,
what's
that's what Merema holds. Merema says you can combine, any way you're going to create, you know, separations, you can mix and match. You can have a separation via mechitza, partly through that, you have mechitza via the natural elevation. That's no problem. Mechitza is mechadish, not that way.
So he would hold that it couldn't be the Hevdel. That would have to be...
No, it would have to be, right, have to be purely based on Hevdel, purely based on the elevation, or purely based on Mechitza. You cannot mark up a Rishus partly in one way, probably... It's like zero and zero. You didn't get anywhere. You didn't change any status here. The only way you can change the status of Rishus to be Rishus HaYachid is creating a designated Rishus via purely Mechitza or via purely... what a tail will do earlier. But charitz, Rabbeinu Tam says, it's not that way. That's what you have to understand. Why is a charitz different? When you have a charitz, a pit that's 10 tfachim deep, that's a rishus hayach from the bottom of the pit. Says Rabbeinu Tam, if you have a 5 tfachim deep pit, and on the top, on the edge of the pit, you have another 5 tfachim machitza, like Barbachu Yasa, for example, what was his kasha and Rashi, Barbachu Yasa. So then the bottom of the pit is rishus hayach, even for Rav Chisda. Why? Because for Rabbeinu Tam, that's not viewed as two different types of mechitza, and Rashi would say it is. That's what we have to understand. What's the nekudas ha-machokas? Why does Rashi view a combination of below ground, omek, depth, with a combination with above ground as distinct types of mechitzas, and Rabbeinu Tam didn't see it that way? And Tos did not see it that way. Yeah.
I just wanted to clarify, so in the case where you have five amount, that's five fucking high, and then you have a five fucking wall on top. So according to Rabbeinu, that's not good. But either way, the good asik is only going to bring it from the ground up five, right? No, under Rakia. Okay, so in the case where you're just the natural separation, you have five from below and five on top. I mean, you're standing on a mound, you only have five difference between levels. If you're in a ditch, you have 10.
You're asking in Metzias here. What you're asking in the case of the mound, what's the case that the mound, you created Mechitza on top of the mound, and you have now 10 from the...
You only have 5 in each direction.
What?
You're enclosed in the tent.
How you... That's how he's explaining. How do you have that?
You're in the hole.
When you're on the edge of the mound, you're sitting on the edge of the mound. That is considered to be Rishus HaYachid according to, if you don't hear Rav Chisda, and Rav Chisda it's not. You wonder what exactly is it? You have already 5 that's separating from below it. But your area that's separating you from below has machitzas. Why? Because of the outer strip that's going up. So that's already an enclosed area with machitzas. But, yeah. But it's only five from what's below.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now you have a machitza that you construct. That's another five. You know, is that where you, so where are you, how are you getting 10?
Yeah, I mean, I thought maybe that's the reason for the distinction. I mean, in the case of the four, you have really 10. Here you only have five.
No, that's not what's going on, though. Many times, Peshat has to do with the fact that it's not the same type of machitza. Like, for example, the case of the Elyona, not being able to combine an Eruv with the Tachtona. So Rabbi Tam says that's a Chizdus point, because how is the Elyona, the higher Chatzer, separating from the lower Chatzer? In two different ways. It's the fact that it's naturally five Tfachim higher, and then there's the Machitza as well. So that's the problem over there. It's two different ways that the Tachtona from the Elyona is Vida separating in the same way. We'll have to explain that in a minute. But the Elyona from the Tachtona is separated in two different ways. There's the elevation and there's the Machitza.
Is that also only five? You're standing on the ground, and there's five down to the next Chatzer, and you have a five foot up wall next to you, so you're only going to be five away.
Does it mean that he built, that they're talking about relative to the top of the machitza? To get the case straight. No, Chevra, help out. No. What?
I wonder if it was Moder, because it was Moder. It's because the bottom one, they see the full 10, they see the ditch of 5, and then they see the wall of 5. But the top chatzer would only see the wall of 5.
The top chatzer?
The top chatzer would only see the wall of 5, because he's not in the ditch.
Top chatzer only sees.
There's the ditch of 5, then there's a wall of 5. So the bottom chatzer, where chatzer is more, he sees full 10. He sees the ditch
correct.
Of 5 with the wall
right.
of 5.
Good.
But the chatzer who's lamala would only see the wall of 5 up top.
And then you only need to travel 5 to get out from the ritual distance.
I thought maybe you could look at different walls because one is going up, one's going down. But I guess that's not what it is.
We have to get the exact case. I mean, I have to think about it exactly. The lumdus is clear. Just we have to get the messias exactly. I say Rabbeinu Tam, it is Rabbeinu Tam. It's Maksha Rabbeinu Tam. It's in the Stam Diyah Shalom is Rabbeinu Tam also. Exactly what is it? You know, how are you getting this? How are you getting to the point of 10? But clearly that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get to the distance of 10. But we're doing it via two different mechanisms. That's clearly what Rechis is doing. He's using the mechanism of Gidud, mechanism of machitza. For Rashi, that means below ground, above ground. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't accept that. Rather, he has a different way to get there. He says if you have through tail, which could make a Rishus HaYachid itself, but you only did five tefachim of that, and then you have machitza. Again, you want to know exactly how it comes out that on the top of the tail you have 10 that separates you from below where the tail is. Because on the top of the tail, you have the natural 5, and then the machitza, how is that going to bring you up another 5? In other words...
Can you say good asik on the 5 and the machitza?
The machitza itself is a separation of 5. I mean, that's what it means. I mean, you're separated in two different ways of 5. That's the point. You're separated with the machitza of 5. You're separated with the gova.
You're standing on top of it.
Well, that's what I was wondering. Do you have to say you're staying at the machitza in some way? I don't know. I mean, maybe you don't need that. Just the fact that you have the machitza, that's one way of sending you away from what's outside of you. And then you have the natural gova. So, like, I don't know. You have to be on top of the machitza. Just your level with the bottom of the mound, and you. I mean, that's not you. It could be anything. You throw something into that rishus, you know. We're talking about Zorek, right? Mishus HaYachid. So you throw something, it lands on the bottom of the Amud. This Amud is 5 Tfachim from the ground, but it's also Machitza of Chamisha. So I don't know, you have to talk about the top of the Machitza. Just the fact that this Amud is separated in two different ways from the Rishus that's around it. So if it were to be separated by Machitza of Asara, and you throw something into that, on the bottom of that amud, of that tail, you would be chayef for rishis, throwing something bimotzi from rishis haram to rishis hayachid. But now you don't have machitza basay, machitza fine. If the tail was 10 from the you know from what's below it, you'd be chayef for zorek because it's considered rishis hayachid because of the separation of 10. Here it's separated by 5, but it also has machitza 5. Machitza of 10 would have created rishis hayachid status. The separation of 5, right by itself could not, but now you have 5 and you have 5. Can I create rishis hayachid by mixing and matching two different mechanisms that have the potential in of themselves, if it were 10 tfachim of that, 10 tfachim machitza, 10 tfachim tail, would have each one by itself created the status of rishis hayachid. But the thing is, I didn't do that. I have 5 and 5. That's the case of tail. The case of the tacht, of the chatzar, or something similar. What sets the chatzar aside to be its own rishus? So you have a machitza and you have the natural separation. But if you don't have 10 of either one, you have 5 machitza and 5 the separation. That's gidud chamisha and machitza chamisha. I don't know. I don't think it's such a problem. It just for a second I was I was a little thrown off. I was just saying
if that's the case, then you can make a distinction just because when you have a ditch, you have like a one floor 10 all the way, whereas there you're separated via 10, but you have to look at it as like two floors, like one is from the ground up 5, and maybe that's just a distinction.
Yeah. Let me look at the Ramban with you. Let's see how we can now get to the heart of it, at least on some level, the heart of this machlokas. I mean, we understand the picture. The picture should be clear to everybody, in terms of the mitzvahs, and I think in terms of the lundus. Rav Chisda is saying you can't combine two types of machitza. The question is how you apply that the concept. For Rashi, that concept relates to a case of ditches combined with what's a machitza above ground. Tosa is nothing doing. That is considered a natural one type of machitza. But Ben Otam comes up with a different example. Namely what? Namely when you have a tail, an amud, and you have a machitza. Look at the Ramban. A couple of things in this Ramban are very interesting. Could be other Rishon too, Ritva, but I got it from the Ramban. In the middle of the piece, toward the end actually, there's a lesson he says as follows. When he quotes the Pshat of Tosus, he quotes Rav Nasan Bal Ha'aruch, Piresh. Okay, start from there. It says, Rav Nasan Modalan. Rav Nasan Bal Ha'aruch. The Aruch is quoted by the Ramban as saying, what does Gidud mean? Gidud Chamisha Kigom Gavshushis Shebekarka. If you have like a mound of earth, or like a mound in the ground, God, Gidud Miloshen Gidodud Perkam De Ervin, or Miloshen Guda, the good Asik, something that's swept out, right? So something that's above ground, it's like a mound. Good Asik Mechitzda. So that is the pshat of the aruch. So if that's the pshat, it doesn't mean embankment like something below ground. So a charitz would not go into the halacha. Charitz with a machitza would not go into the halacha of Rav Chisda. What does gidud mean? Gavshushis. Says the Ramban, so now, ufize, Yeshu Omar, according to this pshat, we could say, the charitz mitzdareif im mechitza sh'al svasa. This is what Tosus would hold, right? So here, we would agree that if you have a charitz that's X amount down, but not 10, and then you have a mechitza on the edge of the pit, which together with the depth of the pit, you have 10, that would combine. Why is that different? The Ramban gives you a pshat. Why? Sha'kol kemechitza l'misha omid betocha. That's the answer. These are the words of the Ramban. Why does that combine? Because from the perspective of the person who's in the pit, do you have two different types of separation? For the person who's in the pit, how is he separated from what's outside, from the rishus outside? In what manner? Machitza. There's the machitza of the pit, and then there's the machitza above the pit. It's all machitza. When you say depth, versus machitza, that would only be viewed as two different types of machitza if you're talking about from the perspective of who? Someone who's outside of it, right? Found me, right? Because then how are they separated with the machitza and with the depth of the pit? There's two types of separations. From the person who's in the pit, the separation that they are experiencing from what's outside is identical. Both the height of the pit is a wall, and then there's a machitza on the edge of the pit, which is more wall. So it's all wall. This is Pshat and Tosis. Kach Tirtzu Mitzvah Chacham et Farfatim, which is Shelo Kedivei Rashi, says the Ramban, Shepirei Sham Charitz Amok Az Chamisha V'Kos Chamisha Al Svasa. Rashi learns that Rav Chisda's statement relates to a case of Charitz Amok Chamisha Kos Chamisha, but the Pshat that the Ramban now quotes in the Aruch is, no, Gidut Chamisha means Gavshushis Shebekarka, but Ufizeh Charitz Chamisha and Mechitza Chamisha Al Svasa is not a problem. Rav Chisda would agree to that. And why is that? Because HaKol Ken Mechitza Misha Omid B'Tocha. Now, realize something fascinating here. Rabbeinu Tam Tosfos holds this way, not just because he thought of this Misvara, but he had a Mefurish Gemara to say this Yisod. Which Gemara? The Tachtona is Na'arevis L'Atzma. Why? Hol V'Roh Pnei Asar. That's the Gemara that he quoted. That the Gemara says Moda, Rav Chisda is Moda. That's Gemara is called Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda is Moda, the Tachtona is Merevis L'Atzma, because from the perspective of the Chatzar Tachtona, there is no difference between how it's between the fact that there's a drop between it and from the Elyona down to the Tachtona and there's a Machitza. Because what separates the Tachtona from the Elyona? It's all Machitza. Because the Chatzar Tachtona, the drop, that's Machitza. Because I am down on the bottom, right? I'm on the bottom. So I'm separating from the Leona how? It's all machitza. That's the Gemara. So what the Ramban is saying, against Rashi, that Charitz is mitzdarv with what's above ground, that's the Gemara by Tachton. So what did Rav Chisda talk about instead? Talked about the Leona. That's one example in Rav Chisda. The Leona is separating the Tachton in two different ways. How? Number one, it's a machitza. But there's another way it's separated. How? Through the natural separation. That's two different types of machitzas. That's from the perspective of the Elyona. From the perspective of the Tachtona, it's all machitza. No, so now, Shmuel, what are you going to ask? So what's Rashi? What's Rashi going to say? Well, what? No. Tell me, Rose, anticipate, what could Rashi hold? Why would Rashi hold that the charitz with what's above it, al-sfaso, cannot combine? That also is called two different types of machitzas. Why? Oh, who get it from the outside? Let's explain. From the perspective of the person inside the pit, it's all the same type of machitza. It's all straight wall. The wall of the pit and the wall that goes over the pit. From the perspective of those on the outside, how are they separated from the person at the bottom of the pit? In two different ways. There's a machitza above the pit on the edge, x tefachim high, and then there's the drop. The drop is a different way of separating them from what's in the bottom of the pit. So why does Rashi hold that that's not mitzdaret? Because Rashi holds that that in order to be viewed as a separation, to be create Rishus HaYachid on Shabbos, it has to, as Tos is going to say a lesson like this at the end of Tosfos, the purpose of creating a Rishus HaYachid on Shabbos is to be able to separate this from the outside. Limnoa Regel Rabin, those words are in Tosfos at the end of the Tosfos. We just take those words and run with Rashi. Limnoa Regel Rabin, the status of a Shusha Yachid, of a Machitza, has to be in order to keep others out, to separate those from outside. And if the purpose of the Machitza to create a Shusha Yachid is in order to be separating that the people outside are not going to get here, they are separated. So Rav Chisda says it has to be the same type of separation. So therefore, for Rashi, a separation that's going to combine below ground and the depth and above ground from the perspective of Mnoa Regel Rabin. It's two different ways of separating. If this is the Pshat and Rashi on both sides, then we have the beginning of an answer for some or all of Tosus Kashas. Let's try the first Kasha. The first Kasha starts us off. That's why we're discussing it here. Our Gemar. What does our Gemar Chakak indicate? That if it's less than three tfachim from the edge, you dig a hole, a ditch, in the middle of this area to create that now you have a halal of asar tfachim, and it's less than three tfachim from the sides, so then we are allowing the din of lavud to say that I have walls. But this wall of the sukkah is considered a wall of asar tfachim, even though part of it is ditch and part of it is above ground. Rashi, and we want to work with Rav Chisda, and Rav Chisda said you cannot combine charitz together with what's asfaso. How come it's different over here? No, what are we talking about over here? What type of a machitza? Not mishus hayachid, a machitza to create tfanos for a sukkah. Who says that the standard is the same? Here, Rashi agrees that you can use the lamdas that Rabban says with asatoslos, that as long as you can create a feeling of the person being inside, that they are mukaf by ten tfachim. So that's sufficient. What is the tfanos of a sukkah about? Lenoa regal rabim? Or tfanos of a sukkah to create space for what's inside the sukkah? To create a dira. See, here, there's no reason why, from the perspective of the person inside the sukkah, inside the chakak, that you don't have a perfect ten tfachim machitza. It's not two different types of machitza from the perspective of the person inside the sukkah. The reason why Rashi holds by Rav Chisda that it doesn't combine is because they were talking about a wall that's going to accomplish to create a status of Rishus HaYachid. Rishus HaYachid for Shabbos is a Rishus that is considered to be excluding others from outside. And therefore, the exclusion of others from outside, it has to be the same type of mechitza that's excluding them. If they're excluded by virtue of what? By virtue of, well, partly because it's going down, it's a depth, and partly because something is above ground, that's two different ways of being separated, that doesn't work. But from the perspective of creating the person inside the space that's being marked off is separated from outside, there you can use above ground, it's all fine. It's all the same idea. It's all machitz, it's all wall. So if you understand that the lumdus of sukkah, the dofen of sukkah, is not the same lumdus as a machitza for Shabbos. By Shabbos, the purpose is to separate those from the outside. So that's what Chizkiyahu can combine charitz and what's above the ground. But when it comes to sukkah, you could. So the first kasha is meyushim according to Rashi. Why did Tosfos ask the kasha? Now you have to think back and forth. Why did Tosfos ask the kasha? Maybe Tosfos would hold that the function of a dofen of sukkah is what? You can conjecture. What Tosfos hold is also to keep out what's outside. Yeah. There should be no different. Elamai, it's all the same. So Elamai, if you say it's enough to function by who's inside, you have to know. Tosfos would das Rashi. If you hold it, it's a function of keeping out. So it's the same thing, no different. That would explain also the Gemara in Erevin. We can be miyashid that kasha as well, the third kasha, or the fourth kasha. Why? What's the issue over there? Creating Rishus HaYachid. What's the halacha there? Rishus HaYachid you have anyway. Chatzeros, the issue has to do with Eruvei Chatzeros. That's a din d'rabban, a tikkun d'rabban, to be able to have each Rishus be able to carry Rishus HaYachid to have anyway. So there, all I would need is to be able to establish that the Rishus itself is separated from what's outside, not that what's outside is separated from the Rishus. Just like we said by Sukkah, the dolphin just has to accomplish that what's inside the Sukkah is separated from what's outside, not what's outside separated from what's within. So too, when it comes to the case of the Erevin, if the Badim Chatzer, from its perspective, it is separated from the Elyona. So there, Rashi will say, it's enough because I don't have to create there a separate Rishus vis-a-vis others outside. That's when you're talking about Rishus HaYachid El Raisa. Here it's a space. In terms of Yeruch HaTzeros, the Chachamim's Takana, so there it suffices to say that what's inside is separate from what's outside. So Rashi's Modim. So that takes care of the fourth Kasha. The first Kasha and the fourth Kasha get resolved. What about the kasha from which one? Pick, I don't know. Baruch Yasa. Yeah. So here the Ramban says something on this. He says on both, but it's easier to know what he's saying by Baruch Yasa. What does he respond to that on that kasha? Let's find it. Is it right before maybe? Where further
right
up?
Right before the
Aruch. Okay, let's go back a line or two. New kasha damin perkazorik baruchu yasim istafel asara. The F Shaloma. That's above Aruch Lamed. Shaini chuyus habor. Shekein derech kol haboros lasus lehen chuyus. It's the norm when you make a pit to take the offer that you took out, that you excavated, and to set it out around the edge of the pit. In other words, what is the pit? The pit starts from the edge of the pit below where the mound is, or the pit starts from above the mound? Since it's normal to always take the offer that you excavated and to put it around the edge of the pit, so now it's all considered to be what? The same Gidud Chamisha, Gidud Asara. In other words, if somebody's outside, again, what is the pshat? You have to separate from outside. So someone who's outside, who walks over to the edge of the pit, how are they separated from what's below, bottom of the pit? By 5 or by 10? By 10. Because the edge of the mound is considered the pit as well. Because it's always the derech to put the chuya that you excavated on the edge of the pit. So it's all separation of omek. Because it's like they're looking into a pit of 10. Borvachli, that's the Ramban's Yishuv for Rashi. So that's the Yishuv as well. The only thing is, what about the kasha from Bayis? So what can we do over there? What can we do over there? The Ramban deals with that as well. Not clear, what does he say on that? Shiny Bayis, Shehu Ra'i Ladira, not sure exactly. Maybe he means this, maybe not, but let's think about it. Vis-a-vis those outside, so you have... Within your digging, you had 9. What was the case of Bais? With the outside, you had 10, with the roof. But inside the house, you only have 9. So what did you do? You dug down 1. So when you dug down 1, you have 10 inside. So you're separated from outside with 10 of the same type of machitza. But how are they separated from you? But wait a second. How are they separated from you? If you're looking at the outside, you always have what? What's the case? It was not chalal esa, but it was with the roof. There's 10. So the problem to begin with was only in terms of you vis-a-vis the outside. The outside, you already had the separation because you had the roof that was mashlim asa. So in terms of what you have to accomplish is only to create a separation of you vis-a-vis relating to the outside that you've accomplished even when you dig down. Could be, I don't know if the Rambam means this or not, there's a Svarim, a Stama, others say it, but that could be a Yishuv for Rashi in that case as well. So basically we frame the issue, it's a big topic obviously, the underlying premise of all this is, Rav Chisda says you cannot mix two different types of machitza. The question is how you define that, how you apply that concept. For Rabbeinu Tam, that does not apply to Charitz versus what's Al Svasa Charitz, because Rabbeinu Tam, that's all considered to be the same type of Mechitza. Rabban explains, because in the perspective of the person inside, it's all one separation, above ground or below ground, it's all the same, and that suffices to combine. Why is a problem in Rav Chisda's case when I'm trying to create two different types of mechitza, namely gafshushis, like the Aruch says, an amud, a tail, and then on top of that a mechitza? So we explain that an amud is one type of separation, because of the natural separation or because of the good asik of what was below to raise it up, and then you have a machitza, that's the problem. And that's where you have the issue of Rav Chisda. In defense of Rashi, we said, Rashi holds that even by the Charitz and Letzumala, so that is considered two types of machitzas, even though from the perspective of the person inside, it's one separation, but in terms of what it's accomplishing to keep other people out, they're separated in two different ways. But based on that lundis, we can machal between Rishus HaYachid of Shabbos and the funnels of Sukkah. Funnels of Sukkah, it suffices to create the space from the perspective of the person being inside as being separated. That would explain Sukkah. That would explain the case of the Eruvi Chaseros. That could also be Yashik, the case of Bayis, if we consider the Kiruyo, Mashu Masara being Maspik for the outside, and then all you need to do is create for the inside. In terms of Bar Bechul Yasa, the Ramban gives the answer that what's around the Sfas HaBor is considered an extension of the Bor, and therefore even vis-a-vis those outside, it's considered a separation of a depth of Omek. Okay, we have to continue the Tosis more about in Yanim of Shabbos, and also the end of the Tosis comes back to our sugya. How many would like